Do you believe that Christ is the only way to salvation? It was a topic of conversation that I had with a few people this week, and it was interesting to hear how unclear we are in our convictions about it. Yet it is the central message of the gospel. Today, a meditation for perfect peace will be to assess what we believe. Maybe this will be just for the one today, but God is after the one. And for those of us who feel so deeply convicted that we believe, do we know where to take people in Scripture? Do we know how to explain to them that Jesus is the only way? Meditate with me today. Peace in your soul comes from meditating upon and believing in the truth. If we meditate upon lies, we have a false sense of peace. False promises, false peace. Peace comes from meditating on truth. Jesus tells us that we can know the truth and the truth will set us free. He says this in John 8:32, and freedom here is liberation and to be exempt from liability. You have no debt hanging over your head. This is the freedom that Christ gives us, who has worked it out on our behalf. So I started out saying that I had a conversation this week with some others. They were newer believers, and I was probing and asking if they believed that there were many ways to God, if they believed that people could be good enough and make it to heaven. And it brought up a great discussion, and turns out that there was a real wrestling with what they believe and that they need to go deeper in their understanding of the gospel, because it is very easy to believe that we could have a system in place where good works outweigh bad works, but that would take Jesus completely out of the equation. There's a reason that he gave his life to pay for our sins. Any belief system that tells you you can be good enough is antithetical to the gospel. If anyone's hopes rest upon being good enough, their soul is resting on false hope. It may be a difficult meditation at first to really assess whether or not you believe Jesus is the only way, but if we open ourselves up to what the scriptures tell us, we can be rooted deeply in the truth, and the truth will liberate our souls and set us free and bring great peace. We'll be meditating on two verses from Hebrews 9, verses 14 and 15. Hebrews 9 is a chapter that tells us that the mediator's death was necessary because the only covenant that God signs to release his people from the law is signed in blood, and that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. God is clear that life is in the blood of Jesus. He is clear that he would offer himself on the altar as atonement for sin. God is clear there's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. He was clear that the blood of animals was just a foreshadowing of the spotless Lamb who would take away the sins of the world. He was clear that there's no one who is good, no, not one, that our good works are like filthy rags, that no one can follow his laws perfectly. Only Jesus could do that. He perfectly followed the law and is the perfect blood sacrifice. He has paid the debt that we owe. He has paid the penalty. He is our ransom from God. Jesus was clear that his mission was to give his life so that those who believe in him may live. He's the only leader of a faith movement who has ever declared that he came from heaven as God to give his life as a ransom for the world. Christ's statements were outrageous and exclusive. His statements that exclude every other means of salvation other than him force us to really assess, what do we believe? Where does our hope lie? So let's position now to meditate upon Hebrews 9, verses 14 to 15. It's about the power of a cleansed conscience from our own efforts. so that we can receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Lord, I lift up this one to you as they would listen to the word of God that is to be deeply rooted in their soul and that will bring them peace, that you want to liberate their soul from any covenant, false covenant, that would put pressure on them to be good enough to do good works in order to receive salvation or to be found acceptable in your sight. Release them from any lies, Holy Spirit. Open their eyes, open their ears, settle them in the grace and tender mercies of God. Christ, our pure and holy and only way to peace within and peace with God. Now listen to the word of God. You'll be hearing Hebrews 9, verses 14 to 15. You'll hear it in the New Living Translation, which is more of a conversational style. Just think, how much more the blood of Christ will purify our consciences from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. That is why he is the one who mediates a new covenant between God and people, so that all who are called can receive the eternal inheritance God has promised them. For Christ died to set them free from the penalty of the sins they had committed under that first covenant. Now listen to Hebrews 9, 14 and 15 in the Amplified Version, which amplifies the text in order to provide greater context and clarity from the original Hebrew and Greek language. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Holy Spirit willingly offered himself unblemished, that is, without moral or spiritual imperfection, as a sacrifice to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works and lifeless observances to serve the ever-living God. For this reason, he is the mediator and negotiator of a new covenant, that is, an entirely new agreement uniting God and man, so that those who have been called by God may receive the fulfillment of the promised eternal inheritance. Since a death has taken place as the payment, which redeems them from the sins committed under the obsolete first covenant. Now there is a ton of theology in these two verses. Are there any statements that are jumping out, any that you're wrestling with? Bring those to God. Ask for clarity. God, you're faithful to lead us to truth. You tell us to ask for wisdom. If this one needs wisdom about your plan of salvation, bring clarity to their souls, Lord. If you were to face God today, what is the deep conviction within your soul about the way into heaven, eternal life? Will you be boasting of yourself, or will you be boasting in the tender mercies of the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world for all who believe and confess his name? Maybe this was just for one person today, but if it was just for the one, realize that God is after the one. May you be blessed in his presence, and may the Spirit of the living God bring you revelation that leads to peace and freedom. Nothing is hanging over your head. Christ has paid in full your payment. now and forevermore. God bless you. Please consider sharing us with a friend.